Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Suri.
Morena, Johnny, how goes it?
It's good, just sort of getting into this Monday. I'm having one of those days where I'm like, oh my God, what's going on for some reason. But here we are, it's 9 a.m. Hopefully everyone out there has kind of safely made it to work and has rolled over to BFM in the office and potentially looking for something good to read in the future.
Listen, I got you covered. So today I'll be talking about Blackouts by Justin Torres. It won the National Book Award this year in America. And man, it's been out since 2023, but I only just picked it up recently and I really regret not reading it sooner. It's such a like buzzy and clever and moving little book. So it follows like at the center of the story, it follows like it's like a love story between this young man in his 20s and his lover Juan, who's like in his 60s or 70s. And when we meet them, Juan is like on the verge of death and wants his young lover to continue this like research project for him. And so and they both meet initially at like an institution. So they're both institutionalized, and Juan in their like asylum that they're placed in is like the caregiver for everyone else there, and he's like this really warm, like kind presence. So there's almost like this not so much in a literal way, there's this like, you know, queer love angle, but also this kind of like parental like love between them as well, which is explored like real deeply. It's so beautiful. So it takes place, yeah, between like the asylum where they initially meet and then this quite buzzy place called the Palace, which he describes as like this giant like white structure in the middle of the desert. And I don't know why it like gave me like a very kind of weird oasis-y vibe, the way that he describes it in the book. So when he arrives, when the narrator arrives at the palace, he takes on this research project which centers around like, it's like a real research project started by this woman named Jan Gay, who was a lesbian activist and academic and a journalist. And it takes like her work, and obviously you can't see this on the radio, I'm sorry, but it takes like a lot of like little pieces from like her actual research and creates almost like blackout poetry from it. So it's like,
like it looks like a, you know, some of the text has been redacted.
Yeah, it's like taking like that text and turning this piece of like non-fiction almost into like poetry. It's like, yeah, it's such a, I don't think I've seen anything like, I've seen non-fiction and I've seen like, you know, real artifacts placed into books, but not kind of like manipulated in this way. I thought that was really cool. Yeah, it like follows as Juan dies, you kind of look at like, so the narrator's unnamed, and you look at how like he changes as well from like this fresh like 20-year-old who's like wanted and desired by all these men around him in the palace, even though he truly only loves like Juan. He's like cruising all the time, and then he kind of shifts to like, by the end of the book, through Juan's death, through this like massive research project, like learning so much more about himself. But yeah, I think if you like a love story that's still like literary and still like contends with like a lot of like queer theory and parallel lives of like, you know, queer academics and historians, and kind of breathes new life into it, I think this is like a pretty spectacular book and like, yeah, a real strong recommendation from me.
Any sort of hints or tips about the research project? What are they researching?
So it's kind of looking at like, I guess what they call what they called at the time that she was doing this research, so I guess the 1920s and 30s, what they called like sexual like outliers or sexual like aberrations. So it was looking at like queer people who obviously didn't fit like the normal paradigm of like heterosexual people, and it was like looking at like how their desire is shaped by like environmental forces. So the researcher that they focus on, Jan Gay, also worked with what's his name, you know, Kinsey, who did like a lot of the psychosexual research. So they work together in the book, so that's like mostly what's explored, but you only really get hints of it because so much of it is like blacked out. But I really want to go back and read like the actual research itself. And there's like photos of like, you know, queer people who were like institutionalized. There's like lots of like art in here, some like amazing photography. And I haven't like, I mean, there's so many like footnotes at the back as well, if anyone wants to go back.
And you're saying it won the American
National Book Award.
American National Book Award. So is, what is this award? It sounds pretty prestigious.
Yeah, it's like, I guess like after the Pulitzer, it's like the biggest literary awards in America. So they have like fiction and nonfiction. Lots of amazing writers have won it in the past, including people like Percival Everett, Colson Whitehead, and so this year Justin Torres. And I feel like it was maybe like an omission from the Booker. I think that it ticks like all the boxes. It's so experimental and clever and different, but also like really like taut and specific in its writing. But listen, I'm not a Booker judge, so.
Okay, what's the title of the book once more for people listening out there?
And the title is Blackouts, and it's by Justin Torres, and you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Fantastic. Hey, Suri, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.